With me, Martin Foyle, manager of Hereford United. Martin, not the prettiest of games, but you'll be delighted with a point.
Yeah, I think sometimes you can come to some grounds and you know you're going to get a game of football. You know, the way Paul plays, and if you've got the players and the long throw and the armoury to do it, I'd probably personally go and do it myself. You know, it's effective, but it's hard, and we stood up to it, I thought, fantastically today.
Goal early on settled the nerves as well?
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get there. The wind was that strong. I thought, you know, Klukes was running away, but they seemed to be catching him. But he released the ball just at the right time. And Marlon, you know, whether he caught it properly, but I don't care. It's in the back of the net.
Disappointing then not to hold that lead to half-time, because he got to the final minute before Geegan had really a clear header.
Yeah, I think that was probably the disappointing, because the wind was that strong. I thought if we went in 1-0 and then took the win second half, I'd have fancied our chances. But unfortunately, you know, the first ball got cleared out, and he's turned on the second one. And again, until you actually look at the DVD, everybody's just piling into the box. But, you know, they've got the... Well, they're trying to get back into the game, aren't they, just before our time. It gave them a lift, but it also gave us a wake-up call for the second half.
Nevertheless, given your recent travails away from home, it was a very solid defensive performance.
No, against these, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I'm not going to kid myself. You know, I saw the game last night, Forest Green against Lincoln, and, you know, Dave Holdsworth seemed to be the same as what I was thinking, you know, that Forest Green are one of the big boys, and what do you do to change to try and get yourself back into the game? So sometimes these games are hard, and this is probably one of the trickiest fixtures we could probably play all season.
And second half again, never really threatened you either. There was one shot, I think, that James Bittner had to save, but apart from that?
Yeah, we kept good discipline. Right coming side Steph and then hit one, but, you know, Bits's positioning was very good. Other than that, we broke away. But Sam Klukes is saying he got brought down for a penalty. I can't actually remember it, to be honest, but he said he was clipped in the box, but whether he was or wasn't. But, you know, there was heart and commitment. And, you know, in training, they've been absolutely fantastic, and I can't fault them, but, you know, we've got to be a little bit more streetwise. But I suppose, does that come with playing games?
Perhaps the one disappointing thing was you weren't able to create any chances yourselves in the second half.
No, we didn't. You know, and then free kicks away from home against the big spenders, Mansfield. They've got to go in the box. They've got to go in the mixer. And, you know, we're disappointed. Marley hit one short, Clisty hit one short. And then the corner went short, you know what I mean? So it's frustrating, but we were so eager to take it. Sometimes you've got to take your time, set yourself up, and then deliver at the right time.
Nevertheless, you're happy with the point?
I'm delighted, yeah, because, you know, people, the last three games, it's quite interesting, really, that one of the players actually said it, that the Cambridge, Forest Green and Mansfield, you know, the three big boys in this league, would come out with nothing. So, you know, coming out with 4 points, a win, draw and a loss, is probably not that bad.